support if we were to go that route, we might not pick up some other links with other countries of some sort. So it would be wrong for us to, that issue should not arise. My take says that if we were to go the route of the of re-advertisement, we are likely to delay this process. Because this issue is long overdue. The issue has been referred back to us by the National Assembly. There's no getting back to the National Assembly the back. My take is that let's remove the name of Mr. Ntendeng and then resubmit with a new odd, which will then suggest that whoever has been 4 will then be 3, whoever has been 5 will then be 4, and then take it back to the full committee and see how best we can conclude on that particular matter. But my take is that re-advertisement will definitely delay this whole process. This matter is long overdue. So to me, the issue of neutrality should not be arise on the basis of one day.
Thanks, Honorable Sadie. Honorable Dutis.
Thanks, Chairperson. On the opposition, Chair, I think the links that were put here, the links that have been approved, we are not 100% sure if these people don't belong to some political organizations. And in the constitution, there are do's and don'ts. What to addition from a person who is recommended is to commit himself or herself to adhere with the rules and laws of the agency or the institution that the group is her name. And the reason why we always have more than, required names is to be fight against, situations whereby one will excuse themselves after being approved, maybe for better opportunities or something like what is happening now. That's the reason why we have a morning, so that when something happens, we're able to, check from the remaining names that we recommended, then we take the name from that list that is remaining.
Thanks, Honorable Sotepi. Honorable Sotepi.
I'm just referring to the Act. So I'm just, my suggestion comes from that. So if the other members do not read it in that, that's what the Act is, so I'm going to stand by that.
Honourable Sotisi?
Yes, just a small follow-up. A typical example is that of class representatives, the entities themselves. You may be in some business with someone doing something, but once you are in, there are things that you have to do away with. So it's up to you whether you want to do it. So in this case, we think that the most important thing is to want to commit himself to be neutral. And
everyone, the better party life. Thanks, Honourable Members. I have heard all your opinions, and basically, at the end, we remain with those names because, as much as the Honourable Pandai from DA objects to that, but it's a name that is seconded from the rest of other members. Possibly you can proceed with your objection, but the fact of the matter is that it's one candidate that will be also roped on board. So I need to indicate then, ultimately, we remain with the seven names. Remember, what we have to do is that we must give the minister a variety of names so that she is able to choose four. Because in this instance, we have agreed that we're going for four candidates. And these are the seven names that I'm going to outline. Secondly, we're going to advertise. Now, let me not say it's a re-advertisement, because there was an advertisement that is saying the chairperson of the CAPA, Sam, has left, and now the chairperson has, that vacancy has to be advertised. Once you advertise the vacancy, it will be with this other vacancy that we're dropping at the moment. So we'll advertise for two along there. So in other words, the minister will have to go through fill in four vacancies, and then ultimately once we deal with the other vacancy that stands out of the chair of the council of 10 labs, we will do as two vacancies. So along those honourable members, can I then proceed again to read the names as recommended? The subcommittee recommends to the portfolio committee that the following seven names be sent to the minister in order to fill five vacancies of a CASA council. 1. Muntlenyana Mokhele. 2. Advocate Makaso Gosha. 3. Mr. Lungo Ntinde. 4. Mr. Yemma Yokuta. 5. Mr. Peter Zimri. 6. Mr. Kebeji Mujimuim. 7. Mr. Piris Mashir. Can we then proceed to send this as a report to the portfolio committee?
I just want you to record that the other objection to Mr. Lungo.
Okay, that will be recorded. That there is an objection from DA on honourable on Lungo Mthimbe based on their alleged SACPNC membership.
I'm just referring to 6.1.E of the Act and the threat of the Act that says that you should be enrolled.
Okay, we were not going to get back into the details of it because, like Honourable Zedi indicated, that if we actually say one member is alleged to be in the party, we should investigate the rest, and it will not be correct for us to only deal with the 6.1A in accordance to only Mr. Mthimbe. We understand the Act requires neutrality. Honourable Zodesi also indicated it is up to members that are there during the process of interview. Our understanding is they know that it should be neutral and serve everybody as soon as they're in the ICASA Council. Based on the interviews, the interrogations thereby indicated to us that these are the names that we recommend. The DA has objected and that should be noted in the report, and we will make sure that we also note that to the PC, and depending on what the PC says, then it will also go to the House in the same spirit. Thank you, Honourable Member. Any other issues? The only issue that I've just indicated is that we have to move as quickly as possible to deal with the advertisement of the two other posts. As we hope the Minister also just put subsequent pressure to ensure that she confirms the appointment so that we can move on. We've delayed ICASA quite too long. If there's nothing else, Honourable Members, I believe that we can adjourn this PC, the subcommittee. The PC is sitting in 30 minutes' time. Is it a 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we made a mistake to make it 11, because 11, that's the house sitting. Yes, so maybe if we can use the 30 minutes to call the PC members, so that a year is 10. That can help us so that we don't clash with the house. We don't have to request for permission, even if we can be able to work on an alternative. I would request him also to check if members can quickly assemble. We proceed at 10 so that we can be able to then move to the house on 10. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. For now, you are free.